The dungeon rats murdered the entire royal family of Naporia and have been punished to a fate worse than death. For they are forever trapped in the endless dungeon. And it's your job to keep them there and make them suffer through your most wicked creations. Welcome back to the Dungeon Rats, an interactive Dungeons and Dragons adventure. It is thanks to you, brave guardian, that we will shatter the souls of Naporia's most wanted criminals. You can submit your monsters, plot twists, magic items, or anything else by going to thedungeonrats.com or by following us on the tweet machine at thedungeonrats. Thanks to Matt Force Fields for today's especially tricky magic item, and to Asmodeus Ultima for his dastardly trap. Now that we proved their evil, and there is no doubt in your mind, Guardian, it is time to stop with all the talking and get back to watching them crawl through the dungeon. So, to catch you up, here is what you need to know. The gang known as the Dungeon Rats are murderers, ruthless killers without remorse. Somehow, the once powerful Crimbomb had been turned into a lich. It has been some time since we have seen a lich in Naporia, so maybe he was just having a very bad day. His apprentice, Pimwan, had led the Dungeon Rats to his lair, where they proceeded to kill both the fallen wizard and his young apprentice. Upon investigating his lair, they found Kanos, the great betrayer and first prisoner of the dungeon. Kanos was locked in a cage. As they attempted to rescue him, his cursed protector awoke. Dwayne, the Rock Gollum Johnson, proceeded to beat their candy asses all over the dungeon. Beauregard lost his weapon and armor and almost died. Yet Daryl was able to bring him back using the power of the Possum God. After finding a hidden blade in Crimbomb's pocket, the cunning Bugfly was able to use the magic knife to dispatch the rock and broke it into thousands of pieces. The corrupted group discovered they could not free Kanos from his cage unless they gave him the hand of the Warden, an honorable man named Antolio Licolai. Beauregard revealed to the party that he, in fact, had a history with Antolio, one that is personal to the Licolai family and I will not share again. While resting in front of Kanos, the rats, as well as an unexpected Kanos, discovered that he was actually an undead skeleton, hence why he could survive so long. Kanos gifted the rats with a cursed finger, one that showed the way to Antolio. If the rats were able to free Kanos from his prison within the prison that is the endless dungeon, he would in return show them the one true way out. And this is where we are now. So let's get back to the group as they begin to stir after their long rest and finally leave the lair of the fallen wizard, Crimbomb.
Now everybody is awake. You feel better than you have ever felt before. And you've just completed a long rest.
Rise and shine, guys.
Yeah, wake up, Gilf.
Let's get... I'm the one who said to wake up.
Hey. Gilf.
What? Someone wake her up. This is...
Rhoda.
It's weird when she does this.
Rhoda? Bugfly kind of like puts her knee where Rhoda's shoulder is just to get leverage, and she kind of like smacks Rhoda's forehead like repeatedly.
What? And I like leap up and I throw Bugfly. Bugfly! Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's okay. Hi, good morning.
Oh, whoa. I was having really gross dreams.
Were you suckling like a baby? Like,
no, I mean, no. But yeah, I mean, that's exactly what I was doing. I dreamt that I walked through a forest. Yeah, it was a forest. And I came up to a, a stream. Yeah, yeah, it was a stream, and I was like, whoa, I'm so thirsty.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to drink it. So I was like...
Wow. No, oh, God. No, stop. Oh, girl, stop it. Stop it. No, I said I don't like being stabbed. Please stop stabbing me. No. Oh, no. No. Pelagod, Pelagod, please. Please stop strangling me.
Well, someone please.
Oh, God, time to wake up.
Why is everyone hurting me, Bugfly? Please stop dousing me in fire. Oh, God.
I jump on Daryl and I, like, put my hands on his cheeks. Ah! Hi!
Oh, God. Oh, God. Cool. I hate sleeping so much. Thanks for waking me up.
Oh, you're welcome. I know.
Yeah, I was just dreaming about...
A forest? Was it a forest?
With a river?
Was it a forest?
Yeah.
Were we in the same dream?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Weird happened. Oh, yeah, I remember seeing you, right?
Yeah,
we saw each other, right?
Cool, and you didn't hurt me and anything.
I'm pretty sure that we both just drank water and high-fived.
There was a lot of water drinking and high-fives. You're so good at high-fives.
Yeah, you're good at high-fives.
Thank you.
The trick is to look at the elbow.
Yeah, I always look directly at the elbow. Very good. Yes. Cool. So that's sorted out.
Gilf looks over at Kanos.
Good morning.
Oh. You're just as weird. You're just as weird as them. I tried, bro.
I didn't even need to sleep at all.
Yeah, because you're dead.
You're so dead.
You're super dead.
I know. I just realized this too. Just because I'm dead doesn't mean I can't help you.
Okay, okay. I get it.
He stared at you all night long.
Did he?
Well, yeah. While I was up and having watch, he was the entire time you slept. His eye holes never left you.
His sockets?
Yeah.
Did you have your sockets fixed on me all night?
I cannot lie. Yes, I did.
I think you can lie. First of all, I feel like you've lied to us a couple times tonight.
He definitely is able to lie.
Mm-hmm.
Also, he isn't able to make lip smacking sounds because he doesn't have them, but he did say lip smack. Lip smack.
So weird. Plus, they call you the Great Betrayer.
That is what that hand calls me.
Was it Great Betrayer or Great Betrayer? I'm not clear on that. Like, you were a traitor or traitor or traitor?
No, I was the Great Traitor.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, I was able to trade with anybody.
I didn't like my nickname.
I don't get it. What was your nickname?
Mine?
Yeah.
The Great.
Go ahead, Gil.
It was the Great Betrayer.
Yeah.
Wait, right?
Betrayer.
Betrayer.
Betrayer?
Like he's a traitor, right?
Yes.
I have a different nickname for you.
Oh, what is it?
The biggest weirdo in the cage.
Nice.
Solid.
It's
gonna stick.
Rhoda. Ouch. Right to my heart.
Don't say my name. It makes me feel weird inside.
Rhoda, you make me feel weird inside.
Okay. Everyone just settle down.
Everyone in the dungeon is a creep. Everyone.
Everyone is.
Every single person.
Every single person is in here for a reason, which makes me think we're all creeps.
It's possible.
I'm not a creep.
Have you guys, well, I don't know.
I'm not a creep.
I know I'm not a creep because I've tried creeping so many times in my life, but everyone hears me coming because I'm so big.
Okay.
My religion doesn't allow me to masturbate, so...
What? We weren't even talking about
that.
Where did
you come from?
I can't be creepy. I'd never have impure thoughts.
That was not part of the conversation.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure just introducing that, we're kind of in creep zone already.
I'm not creepy. You're the ones who... diddle yourselves.
What?
You
what?
Weirdos. What?
That's true, I do.
At this moment, Rhoda and Bugfly are just like, looking around like, oh, so anyway. I was thinking that later on we could play like a game of cards.
Oh my God, I would love that.
It'd be really fun, right?
Guys, seriously, are we really thinking about getting this hand from Antolio? Are we really going to do that?
I mean, I have this finger that points the way.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean we actually have to do it. We can keep our own journey. We can do our own thing.
What is our own journey?
Yeah.
What would that be?
What are we even doing? Like, we literally have nothing else to do.
We've been wandering aimlessly for a while. That's true, okay?
I think that it is a great note that somebody who's been led down a funny path by a possum god just asked what our journey was. He's the only one who consistently demanded what his... journey was.
Oh, wait.
Do you see what I'm seeing here?
Rhoda, just slow down. He looks really pissed right now.
Yeah.
Just,
he's like shaking.
Just
I don't know what you're trying to say.
Don't make fun of his god.
It sounds like somebody.
Did you say it was
has
silly?
Has lost their way. Have you lost your way?
That's a really, really tough subject for me.
Gilf turns around, kind of looks the other way.
All of a sudden, you don't want to talk about your god?
I always want to talk about him. You're not asking to talk about him. You're asking to talk about my way and if I've lost it. And maybe I have. Maybe I'm not really sure if I am worthy of the path I've chosen.
Oh, no. It's just been a rough morning, and I just took it out on you, and I'm sorry. I believe you have a journey, and you're the most powerful one here.
I need to take some time to myself. I find the nearest corner and just stand in it.
Okay.
Bugfly, ever so, like, not subtly, goes towards his corner and just, like, stands there, too.
I'll go stand right behind Bugfly.
I'm making breakfast.
Were you gonna roll for that?
Yeah.
I was gonna roll survival, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Go for it.
That's if you're like searching for breakfast.
It might. Well, like for cooking too, for right?
I thought you were rolling like what kind of food you were making.
No, I was gonna like if it's any good.
Yeah,
like
let's roll. Let's see if you've made a decent breakfast.
No,
it's horrible.
It's awful.
You rolled a 3.
This is just warm moss. You've been sitting on moss, warming it up the entire time.
This is what my people eat. You're being rather insensitive.
No,
right
now. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I guess it's just crap to you. I
no,
guess
no, no.
The food that I eat as racially, you
oh
know.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. Let's all eat this. Come on, guys. Bone apple tea.
Oh, well, half orcs call this two. We call it two.
It's called, you call it two?
It's called two.
You call it two?
You're feeding us number two? What? We should, I don't know, get going, right?
Yes, please.
Wait, guys, are we really doing this?
Yes!
Thing? This guy's called the... Great, I'm sorry, what is it? Grace Betrayer?
Yes.
He betrays people.
Well, how does he know that we're not going to betray him?
Exactly. That's what we should talk about now.
That's a great idea. I, for one, have always been so honest that I think it's time that I really betray somebody.
I'm really bad at lying to people. Like, I get really sweaty. Like, I get, like, that nose sweat. You know what I'm talking about? Where it's only my nose that's sweating.
Yes. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
You don't have a nose. Oh. It's okay.
Have you had enough too, Gilf? You look a little thin.
No, it's good.
I think you should have some more too. Just
No. I'm gonna have a lot more too. If okay.
Anyone too?
I'll eat some.
Beauregard does, however, snap the base of his hammer off and cast it to the side.
You don't want that anymore.
All right, I guess you're done with that. That's great. Cool.
I do not need weapons anymore. I have had a vision.
Did you have to break it? You could have just dropped it.
Technically, no, I did not. I could have left it.
All right.
I could have left it, but my god is a dramatic god.
I pick up the pieces. I put them in Bugfly's one of her little pouches.
It just weighs me down to one side because it's so heavy.
And I just put my hand out to hold you back up straight.
Yeah, it's this. This feels right.
Where's that? Does anyone have that? Where's the hand? Who has a hand?
I have a hand.
You have a hand? Where's it pointing?
This way.
So it's pointing up a stairwell. It's a wide stairwell made of stone. At the top, you see a closed door.
We should go up here.
Okay, guys. If we start this, we have to finish it, okay?
That's actually not true. We could stop at any time.
Are we?
Yeah.
Well, we could technically stop at any time.
Are we making a pledge to this guy that we're going to come back for him?
Oh, please, that would be great. Pledge your allegiance to me.
No, that's weird, man.
Yes.
See?
No.
Pledge your allegiance.
Every time you say something, it just makes me cringe, man.
Let's just follow the hand and see where it takes us. I don't think we have to pay him any... I mean, hi.
Hey, I'm right here,
Bugfly. Yeah, I know. Hey.
Your nose is starting to sweat.
I know.
So all we have to do is bring you the hand of Antolio, right?
Yes, and it will open this cage, and then I will show you the one true way out.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, hold on. One more question. One more. When you say the hand, You mean like his actual physical hand, or do you mean like his right hand?
Oh, you think? No, like, I'm not doing any word play.
Like, yeah, okay.
I literally need his hand.
Okay, his literal hand, like his left or right hand.
Yes, and it'd be great if he was dead too.
Do you have a preference of hand, left or right?
Wait, you have his finger, and he's not dead.
This isn't Antolio's finger.
This is a different finger hand.
Bellegarde, did you sleep okay? You seem like a totally different person.
I have very restless dreams. I apologize, my friend.
Are you high?
I think we're all a little high on life.
I think this too may have been bad.
Bellegarde has just been smoking moss all night. He calls too.
I mean, are you not a paladin anymore?
It is not that I am not a paladin, but I am being taken down a different path.
I'm cool with that.
Gilf, I think that you should stay here with Kanos.
What? No.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
No.
Yes. Stay with me.
No, you know, we were all really gung-ho about doing this hand thing, and you were the one that was like, I don't know if that's a good idea, so I don't know that I can trust that you have my back if you're so up in the air about our mission.
I'm just weighing the options here, guys.
Right.
We got a lot of options. We could follow no one, or we can follow, I'm sorry, the Great Betrayer.
Why do you keep asking me that horrible nickname?
I feel like it's pretty relevant at this time.
Look, Gilf, here's the deal. We don't really need two sorcerers on the mission.
It's
so
true.
You can hang back and you can protect him. And okay. I'll go along and I can do, you know, the same thing you do.
Darl can do it better.
Bugfly walks up to Gilf when all of this is happening. And she hands Gilf the finger and looks at him and says, I think I need you. And then boops him. But like has to jump to boop him. So it's kind of aggressive because she's jumping and booping him.
Well, because she's so also like weighed down by the hammer. So she doesn't quite get up to his nose. So she just like hits
so
him
I
in his chin.
Slap him in the chin. And I say, I need you.
Okay. Well, I guess we're going up this stairwell.
Bugfly, you really should have my back more.
Well, you should be nicer. We're a team.
Okay, you're right. I did another feel bad.
It's okay.
It is true what Gilf says, though. We are not doing this for Kanos.
What?
If another option arises that lets us out of this place, which is our main goal, we are leaving.
Without me?
Without you. You're an undead skeleton. This is your home. You're going to be
but
like...
I'm the very first prisoner.
Right.
I have been here forever.
I don't know what I was going to compare it to, but I have a feeling you'll get out there and you'll try to, you know, get yourself back into daily life. You'll recognize that it's hard. You'll probably get a hotel somewhere and then you'll hang yourself. Kanos was here. And then you'll like end up hanging yourself in a hotel room. I'm just saying I have a feeling that's what's going to happen with you. This is maybe where you belong.
Well, as a skeleton, maybe that's just the most efficient way for him to sleep.
I don't know.
You should take your bones apart one by one and then you could push them through the cracks of this cage, and
not.
Then you can put yourself back together on the
other
side.
This does actually seem like a logical solution.
I have not, for I just realized I was dead.
Oh.
Let's start pulling. Give me your arm.
You're gonna pull me out?
No. Okay. Why are we helping him? Let's just leave, okay? We might come back for you, but it is not because we are your friend.
Could you continue to give us information about the dungeon if you were to come with us?
We can't get him out of the cage.
We can get his head out.
Can we?
I don't see why not.
It's a grid.
I couldn't even fit through the cage.
Right.
Where does his voice come from? Is it one of the vertebrae?
That's a good question, though. Where does your voice come from?
My mouth.
Kanos is losing patience.
Yeah.
He hasn't had stimulation for like 100 years, and he's already over it. He's like, I remember when it was quiet, and my best friend was a statue.
Okay, I'm going to start going up.
Yeah, I'm going to head up that stairwell.
I'm going to start
getting up. Goodbye, Kanos.
Goodbye. Bring back the hand of Antolio, and I will show you the one true way out.
Okay.
Yeah. Dramatic much. Let's go.
Nobody likes Kanos.
Aw.
A snail says that. It like goes across the screen.
So you get to the top of the stairwell. You see a large door.
I'm going to open the door.
You check the handle.
Yeah.
The door pops open. It sounds like a bubble.
You're welcome. You don't have to find a sound effect for that now.
I'm going to do a perception before we walk in. 20.
So As you know, this was the area possessed by the Lich Crimbom.
It's like his home?
This whole section of the dungeon you're in right now is where the Lich lived. What you're looking into now appears to be his torture chamber.
Well, this is the Lich's room, so I bet there's some kind of undead magic here. Maybe, perhaps.
Nothing.
I'm not feeling anything, though. I would know. There's nothing here.
Against the far wall, you see a floor-to-ceiling mirror.
You guys, let's all go look in the mirror at the same time. All the same. Oh, wait, don't do that.
No. No, there's no reason for a mirror to be in a torture chamber.
On the floor, you see two skeletons holding hands. You notice around their wrists is this bright, shiny, silver bracelet. So each one has a bracelet.
Ooh, those are so pretty.
Is there anything written on the bracelets?
Do you go up to it and examine it?
Sure. Investigation?
Mm-hmm.
16.
One bracelet says, best friend. The other bracelet says, forever.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute. Bugfly, that's us.
Oh my gosh, that's so sad.
It's us in the future.
Those are two dead bodies, you guys.
Balagard, are you taking that off the skeleton right now?
Well, they're not going to use them. They're just dead. So I take it off the skeleton. I hand one. I wipe them off so they're not gross. And I hand one to each of them. It says, best friends.
I'm not sure you should put those on, you guys.
I love it. I'm going to, like, put it on right
away.
Oh,
God, don't.
I don't put mine on. I look at it, and I look at her, and I'm like, I don't.
You don't want to be my best friend?
No, I am your best friend.
Ariel, so bad shit's going to go down right now. Check it out.
Remember when we switched bodies?
Yeah.
Do you think that this could be an indication of a body switch?
No.
I wonder what would happen if you put both on. Be your own best friend.
Oh.
Forever.
I have found that I'm not the best listener. What?
We detected no evil within these corpses. I believe they are just bracelets.
You think they're just bracelets? Do you promise? Do you pinky swear? Hey, pinky swear me.
This gigantic pinky the size of your hand comes towards you.
Hold on to it.
Bugfly, this is something nice. We never give ourselves nice things. We should be nice to each other.
I don't trust nice things in this place.
What can we tell about these bodies just by looking at it? Like the size or height?
They're humans.
They're human?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they're both the same size?
Yes.
I'm going to inspect the skeletons closer to see if there's any sign of whatever, anything that I can find on the skeleton. 3.
They look like two skeletons holding hands.
I put my bracelet on.
As you put the bracelet on.
I know. I knew it. I knew it. I just wanted to see what would happen.
You gotta be true to Bugfly. She loves trinkets.
She does love trinkets.
You feel it clamp around your wrist. So do you, Rhoda. It's clamped harder than you remember.
Ow.
A small shock shocks your wrist at the exact same moment.
Oh, gosh. I hate it when I start to grow so fast.
What's going on, you guys?
I start clawing at the bracelet like a dog.
You guys should probably start holding hands right now. I feel like that's maybe a requirement for this to... I don't know. I feel like that will negate the effects.
It's hard for me to hold hands with Bugfly. She's so small.
I'm very small.
Maybe you should not hold hands until we find out what has been done.
Hold my other hand, my non-bracelet hand.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. You guys are holding hands.
Okay, can I do some, like, arcana on these? See if I can detect if I recognize these bracelets in any way?
Go ahead.
Ugh, God damn it.
I'm going to do an arcana. Ooh, 24. Altogether, 24. I rolled a 20, though.
You recognize an electric energy coming off of the outsides of both of these bracelets.
Guys, there's some type of electric energy coming from these bracelets. Does it hurt at all?
Yeah.
It stings a little, but friendship always hurts.
Oh, God.
Continuing to sting?
Is it continuing to shock us?
No. For now, you feel nothing.
Gilf goes into his bag and he pulls out the book that they found on Pinwam earlier. Yeah. And he starts flipping through it for anything that might be able to tell him something. Is this investigation?
Yes.
19.
So you flip through the book, and you find a section labeled Friendship Bracelets. Underneath it, it says, whoever wears these bracelets are forever bonded with power.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Belagard, are you reading over my shoulder right now? Is that what you're doing?
He's just hovering.
Oh, man. You guys are bonded with friendship forever. I don't know exactly. We should look around the room for something.
For you to have one.
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't need
you're
one.
You're a friend, too.
I do feel a little left out.
I kind of wish that we did have at least a four-way bracelet.
Hey, what about one for me?
No, you. I don't even know how he would wear one.
Well, he'd wear it on his wrist.
But is his wrist like his feet? Like, I, yeah. Again, I don't really know how to...
It'd be like an ankle bracelet.
If he put it on his wrist, it'd be like hair.
No, it'd be like a belt, right? Or a choker.
Yeah! I'd look like a girl in the 90s.
What does that mean? Never mind.
What's the 90s?
We are very inconsistent with what we take umbrage to say.
It's very true.
So what else is in this room? There's a mirror.
There's a floor-to-ceiling mirror.
Is there another door?
You don't see one.
Is there like a desk or anything like that?
Yes. There are various torture devices lining the top of a desk.
Does the hand point anywhere else?
Towards the mirror.
Is it? Oh, for God's sakes.
If there's one thing I've learned in this place, don't trust anything, okay?
Yeah.
I just cannot look in a mirror right now. I know that I look terrible. Aww. I just don't want to deal with it.
Let's just break it. Where's the heaviest thing?
Wait, you want to break
the
mirror?
Yes, where's the largest thing?
It's your hammer. And I like give you my hammer piece.
I grab
piece.
The head of the hammer. Everyone's fine with this?
Hey, are you okay with it?
Yes.
Because you gave up that hammer just like 10 minutes ago, man. You made like a life vow not to pick that thing up again.
This is more of a tool.
Okay.
Right? I'm not really weaponing someone.
You sound like an addict.
As they're arguing about it, I step forward in front of the mirror.
So you look into the mirror, and facing back at you is an old man, covered in church vestments. He's looking into your eyes, and you hear him say, I'm so disappointed in you, Daryl.
Everyone sees me, like, just collapse to the ground.
Hey, Daryl, you okay?
Yeah, Daryl, are you okay?
Whoa, what are you doing on the ground?
What happened?
He looks at you with his warm, inviting eyes and says, you've never let me down more, Daryl.
What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do?
Throw it. Throw it now. 14.
So you throw your hammer at the mirror, and a big crack goes down the middle. You still see him.
What the hell are you doing?
It sounded like he was harming you.
Pastor, I'm sorry about him. I only want to make you proud. I've tried so hard. I don't know why I'm here.
It's just one more reason for the possum to judge you.
What? No.
You have forsaken the pouch.
No, I...
May you never feel the warmth again.
Never again. I give everyone I see a pamphlet.
Do they read it?
I can't make them read it.
I'm so disappointed in you.
I'm sorry. He's just, like, crying on the ground in a lump.
Bugfly instinctively runs to Daryl and grabs him and tries to, like, hold him because she understands that the mirror is doing something. So she's trying to, like, shield his eyes and in doing so is looking in the mirror.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no.
For you, a different older human male is looking back at you wearing a red bandana. And he says, Bugfly, you have let me down.
Builder?
Yes, it is I, the Builder. And you are the biggest disappointment in my entire life.
No, you found me, you picked me. And I put my like little hands like on the mirror. I'm like, no, you picked me, you found me.
I found you, but I should have left you for dead.
No. Builder, no.
I don't hear any of this besides what she's saying, obviously.
Yes. Yeah. You guys just hear what your friends are saying.
Yeah, I'm going to punch this mirror and finish it off.
You want to punch it again?
Yes.
Go for it.
But of course, walking up to it, I would look at it.
As you look in the mirror, you see a half-orc. She is tall and an imposing body.
Bellegarde's fist is like raised up to the side of his face. You just see his hand fall and his face go blank.
I've died, you know. Did you know that?
You lived, you...
No.
But I thought...
Do you know what the last thing I said before I died was? I wish Dragaleb would be here to save me. Where were you, Dragaleb?
He falls to his knees and his hand goes up to the mirror. I didn't know. I wouldn't have left you.
You're a child. Of course you did.
He's weeping. Big orc tears.
This isn't like you, Pastor. You were the only one who believed in me. What have I done to lose your good faith?
You know exactly what you did.
It was a mistake.
It was at all a misunderstanding?
It was all a big misunderstanding.
Well, I don't misunderstand anything. And I know that you and your friends are all doomed. They're all doomed because of you, Darrell. Because of you, Darrell.
Oh, God.
Gilf, on the other side of the room, hears all this. He can hear everyone saying, oh, no, oh, no, and definitely wallowing. And he casts Ray of Frost onto the mirror in hopes to, like, freeze it and block it off so they can't see the reflections anymore.
Roll for it.
Oh, snap. Oh, no. Six.
Oh, no. Okay.
But it's a mirror.
As you go to look at the mirror and blast it with Ray of Frost, you get distracted. You see a tiefling with deep gold eyes staring back at you.
Gilf!
Russo.
Do you know what Mom's biggest mistake was?
No.
Giving me a little brother like you.
Hey, don't say that, man. Don't.
Things were better before you were born, Gilf. You know how many times I had to have your back? And they were all wasted because of what you became. This disgusting excuse for a sorcerer.
Oh, I know. Don't say it. Don't. Russo, I wanted to help you, okay?
You couldn't. And you can't help your friends either. Because you are a waste. A waste of everything that I have ever come across.
Oh, that's not true. That's not something Russo would say. You are a good brother. And I know that.
I'm going to see everybody getting upset about it and be like, Nobody should have looked in the stupid mirror. Mirrors are only good after you take showers. And I'm going to go up to this. Is it a standing mirror?
Yeah, it's like a floor to ceiling. It's like attached to the wall.
So I'm going to like go up to the side of it and like try to like throw it off the wall, like smash it.
So you go to the side. Roll strength for me.
13.
You grab it with your hands, and you start to pull it forward, but it is just so heavy, you can't seem to get it down off the wall.
Bugfly, when she's talking to the builder, she looks at it and says, no, this isn't, you're not him, you can't be, because he picked me and you didn't.
I wish I wouldn't have, Bugfly. I wish I never would have picked you.
You're not real.
Yes, I am.
And why do I have this? And I show him my flute. Why do I have this? Hmm? Because you're not real. And I start like slamming the mirror with my like little paws.
Yeah, just
yeah.
Hit it.
Oh shit.
Well. One.
Then no, it's a five.
Good.
So you start beating the base of the mirror. Mm-hmm. The crack that Bellegarde makes gets longer and thicker. Parts of the mirror start to fall off, yet you still see the builder looking back at you.
Wait a minute. Wait. Why? How would you know any of this? You're a secluded community. There's no reason you would know of what I've done.
I know everything you did, Darrell.
No. There's no way. There's no way. You always believed in me, even when I messed up at the church. Any time, you always... There's no way that you know anything. You're wrong, and I run up to it, and I punch it as hard as I can. 14.
You punch the crack that is now deep and extends the entire mirror. It shatters in the middle. You see a hole behind it that looks like it leads to some sort of passageway.
As you do that, Bugfly leaps through the hole. Like, she's, like, trying to get through. On the off chance that it is real, she wants to grab the builder.
Roll acrobatics for me.
7.
So you jump at the hole. You misjudge the distance, and you crash into the mirror again, cracking it even further.
As Bellegarde is crying and weeping, ignoring all of this, Redemption pokes her little head out from his robe and kind of bites on his chin, which snaps him out of it for a second. He realizes what's been done, and he just smashes as hard as he can both fists on the mirror.
What is it?
So as you get up to the mirror, suddenly Redemption starts freaking out. She's looking at the mirror and hissing and crying to herself. She's weeping for some reason, and this distracts you.
Oh, no, Redemption.
Gilf starts, like, muttering to himself because he's pissed off. He knows that this isn't his brother. Thought maybe it was, but he knew his brother would never say that to him in a million years, and he spent, like, so much time trying to find him. So Gilf just, like, storms off, and he goes to the table, the desk that has all those torture devices, and he looks for something on it. It's like 10.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for...
Like, I picture there being this, like, big rusty hook on there. You want to pick that up?
Sure. Yeah, just something that can do damage to
It's this big, rusty, gross-looking hook with blood on the handle.
Oh, crap. On the handle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
not even on the
well,
hook?
Well, it dribbled down.
Oh, okay.
And the lich was nice enough to wipe off the blade, but he never wiped off the handle.
The blood stays on.
When Bugfly went to go jump through after she, like, hits the mirror and falls back down, I'm like, Bugfly, what are you doing? And I go over and I, like, pick her up. And then, like, I see the hole and I'm like, oh, there's a hole in the mirror.
Gilf turns around really quickly and he's breathing heavy. And he kind of looks like the Candyman with that hook, like, just in his hand. And he's just like, wait, what? What is there? He looks over at the hole and he comes to his senses on what's going on, that, like, Bugfly might be hurt.
Can I look through the hole?
Is the mirror destroyed?
No. Yeah. I mean, it still works.
It's still working.
It still works. If you were to look in the mirror, which I think Rhoda just did. Rhoda, when you go to Bugfly, you look in the mirror. You see a human woman with brown hair, and it's in Dutch braids. One of her arms seems limp. Rhoda, why? Why can't you find love? I'm so disappointed in you.
What?
All I wanted you to do was to have a partner. And there you are, alone, still at your age.
What? Camille, you always told me to wait for the right one. When I found the right one, that I would know that it's the right one. Why have you changed your mind all of a sudden? I'm not that old. I'm only like 136.
You're too old to find happiness now, Rhoda. No what? Man will ever like you.
Is that a joke?
No.
You were never very good at jokes.
This is not. I have no sense of humor, like you have no sense of self.
That was really mean, Camille. You never used to be this mean to me. Unless you ate a bad potato. Did you have a bad potato?
You are a bad potato!
No, I'm not. I'm a dragonborn. You know that. That's why I look this way.
You look like a sack of bad potatoes.
That's not true.
It's only fitting, though. Like, everyone else got such a super serious... Like, yeah. Such a super serious thing. Yeah. And this explains why Rhoda has the worst comebacks, the worst insults.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of what Rhoda... What would torture Rhoda, right?
She would really be affected by being called a bad potato. Yeah.
I'm not a sack of potatoes. That's so mean. Why would you say something so mean? You were the one that always told me that I was beautiful and that I would grow up and find the most perfect person. Why have you changed your mind just because I've aged a little and I've learned a little bit more? You were the one that said that I would only get riper with age.
I was wrong.
You're wrong now. You're wrong always. I don't know why I loved you so much. You're so stupid. And I'm gonna, like, kick the mirror. 19.
Potatoes don't ripen.
Cool. So you lift your leg and you kick the mirror and it shatters, revealing an opening behind it.
You know, guys, I just want to say that I hate everyone and everything, and whoa. I hate all of you.
Oh. What?
And Rhoda. Bugfly is my only friend, and she's the only friend that I ever need, and I don't need to be friends with anybody else, especially any stupid boy. And I'm just going to storm through the hall.
Oh, right. Rhoda, Rhoda!
And you start Rhoda. Walking.
Rhoda! Rhoda!
Twins, come on in, please.
That's us.
Hello.
Hi.
Wow, it's been a long time since I've seen you two.
Do we look any younger?
No, you look the exact same, but that's because you're skeletons.
When was the last time that we saw you?
On the beach.
Was it that party?
Oh, yeah,
oh,
that's what it was.
The beach party.
The beach party.
You got so drunk. You got very drunk.
Par for the course.
I set off 14 fireworks.
Aha, I set off 14 fireworks.
Well, the reason I asked you guys here is because Guardian Foxworks wants your sword in the Endless Dungeon.
Ah, you mean this sword. We have to make sound effects. It's a very silent sword, so it's not really a cool reveal.
Well, as I understand it, it's a very powerful sword.
Mm, yeah, it
yep,
is.
Yep,
it is.
It is very powerful.
What does it do?
Well, if I hit
anyone,
it sucks their personality straight out of their body into the tip of the sword, and then I can put that personality in anyone if I stab someone else.
What happens to the first person?
The first person becomes a shallow husk of what they once were.
Mm-hmm.
It's great!
One time I stabbed Cher, and then I stabbed a squirrel.
Wait!
And guess what happened? Cher became a shallow husk of what she once was, mm-hmm. and the squirrel became Cher!
You're talking about the legendary bard Cher?
The legendary bard Cher.
Yeah. Is she now a husk of herself, or is she a squirrel?
I don't know. I don't remember if we switched it back. I really hope so, because, boy, she is a legend. She sings that song, In the End.
Yeah, In the End, it doesn't even matter.
I love that song.
So good.
So good. It's my favorite. My favorite Cher song by far.
Yes, I'm glad there's nobody here to correct us.
Yeah. There used to be that one guy that followed us around for a while.
What a dick. Anyway, so it's very powerful. It's very confusing. We can take someone's personality and then switch it with another person, and then that person doesn't really know how to handle it. We've been in that situation before, and we just didn't know what to do.
We just kept on stabbing.
And now we're basically the same person.
You can use our sword. It's gonna cost ya.
What? How much?
$3 billion.
$3 billion.
Oh, we're just kidding.
We don't have any need for monetary things.
We just take things we want.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Skeletons, do you need to eat or anything?
Yeah. Give me an apple. Let's see where it goes.
Here you go.
Uh-oh, it's falling right through her. Isn't that crazy? Haha, we don't need to eat at all.
Can I hold it?
Hold what?
Apple poop?
Nope.
You want to touch my apple poop?
Nope, I want to touch the sword.
You can't touch the sword. How dare you?
Yeah,
ask
that's
the
rude.
Come on, let me touch it.
No.
Gross. What are you doing right now?
Ouch!
Uh-oh.
Hello?
We told you this would happen.
Hello?
I believe in love, heaven, love.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, Cher. Oh,
I
no.
forgot Cher was still in there. Oh. I didn't stab that squirrel. I really thought Cher was better than that. Maybe we accidentally stabbed that cover artist.
You,
what's happening is Cher's wonderful personality and singing instincts is in this terrible body of this person who can't sing at all. Oh, my God.
What?
Now we have in this sword, we have one of the worst personalities I've ever met.
Oh, wow. I've never seen a sword so boring.
I don't know if I want the sword anymore.
I don't think I want the sword anymore.
You know what? We should pursue those dreams that we've had.
The dreams about becoming pilots?
Yes.
Because of the hats they get to wear.
We will invent flight.
Because it's not invented yet.
Well, I've never seen anything fly, that's for sure.
Birds fly.
Oh, that's what flying is?
Yeah.
I was thinking something else.
Whoa, what were you thinking of?
When you go across water, but you don't sink.
What is that called?
Let's invent that.
Okay.
Sorry that you're Cher now.
Yeah, sorry that you're Cher. We're going to take this sword with us.
We're going to throw it deep into the ocean in a very dramatic way as it sinks to the bottom.
All right. Bye, Cher. Do you want us to send in the next people?
Yes, please.
Wait, hold on. Before we leave, can you sing that song? The one that you wrote where it's like, something to do and you lived your life like a candle in the wind.
Yeah. Sing that one.
She works hard for the money.
Very good. Yeah, that's my favorite song. All right. See you later.
Bye.
Whoa, Rot here, fearless leader of the Dungeon Rats. Matt, nice magical friendship bracelets. Let's see how long it takes Pat to forget that Rhoda and Bugfly are wearing them. And Asmodeus Ultima, I have never had so much fun watching people cry. And we finally got to use some of those character backstories we wrote months ago. A few things before I get back to the party. Most of the cast will be at C2E2 on April 22nd. If you are into comics and stuff and live in Chicago, hit us up and let us know if you're there. Also, please leave us those iTunes reviews. They help more people find the show and keep the dungeon strong. I know the rest of the rats want to get out of there, but I like it. I have so many friends. So please tell your friends about the show so they can follow me on Twitter. Anyway, The Dungeon Rats is produced by Patrick O'Rourke and Carlos Luna. This episode and original music by Carlos Luna. Bugfly is played by Serena Marie. Bellegarde is Aram Vartian. Rhoda is Justine Kruger. Daryl is Alex Colliard. Gilf is Carlos Luna. And the DM is Patrick O'Rourke. Well, I think that's it for me, Rot, the master of the metagame. And remember, a true leader always gets the last word.